This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What is your message to Iran in this moment?
Don't. The globalists, like Bertrand Russell and others, propose, this is public, using neutron bombs to depopulate the earth. Because they don't destroy the cities, they don't destroy the farmland, there's no residual radiation to speak of.
These troops, forming a special task force, were the first in our Army's history to engage in a tactical exercise supported by live nuclear firepower.
The reactor is programmed and the subject positioned to receive a mid-head dose of approximately 10,000 rads of mixed gamma and neutron radiation.
And within a matter of less than an hour, you'll be dead.
Just extrapolating that out, if Iran hits Israel hard enough, and if the U.S. hits Iran back when they counterstrike, and Russia gets involved, don't be surprised if all the major cities of Iran and their military bases get hit with neutron bombs.
No secret that we have the technical capabilities required to manufacture a nuclear bomb.
A red line should be drawn right here. Before Iran gets to a point where it's a few months away or a few weeks away from amassing enough enriched uranium to make a nuclear weapon.
I think the real agenda that we're going to see unfold is Israel going into a narcissistic hysteria and a delusional pride that only Israel and Israelis can generate, that is going to lead them down this reckless path of escalation. And I do see the Israelis launching attacks in the United States, Operation Gladio, false flags to try and blame Iran, thinking that we can be fooled, goaded, lured, or tricked into a war against Iran, a military response.
What role in the Middle East, again, does Israel play in this?
Israel was created as the instrument to bring about the Battle of Armageddon and the fulfillment of prophecy, a war that will be so terrible, where nuclear weapons will be used, so that the American citizens and the other people in the world will get down on their knees and beg for no more war. And what is the answer to that? They're going to be told the only way we can guarantee no more war is if we destroy the sovereignty of nations and we come together as one humanity in a one world government.
Right.
And then the usual suspects, these criminals like Christopher Wray and the rest of these traitors in Congress, are more than happy to back it because it means a perennial authoritarian police state.
There was already a heightened risk of violence in the United States before October 7th. Since then, we've seen a rogues gallery of foreign terrorist organizations call for attacks against Americans and our allies.
And when I think about the USA, it should burn! Death to America!
It can be death to or down with. So,
can we get a
The point is that they've not been in offensive posture, but now they're not backing down. For the first time ever, Iran has struck and fired very sophisticated multiple reentry device missiles that are designed to carry atomic weapons in a clear message to Israel. I don't think you disagree, but nobody else is saying this, that we can hit you with our weapons. This takes it into a whole other ballgame.
They could launch another wave of drones 100 times as large as the one that they launched. That's how many missiles and drones they have. They have very hyper-accurate missiles and drones. The Iranian technology is very advanced. And
for those who don't know, they could have the atomic warheads detonate at 50,000 feet when no air defenses are even set to take them out. They're set to take them out at 20,000, 10,000 feet. Just the EMP event of that will knock out all the power and electrical systems of the defense systems, and then the next wave comes in, and you can't stop them. Then they detonate at 1,000, 2,000 feet. And I think Iran is ready for nuclear war. So is Russia. This is so dangerous.
If Israel is so reckless and suicidal and stupid as to launch a major attack against Iran, it'll only react in Russia stepping, closing ranks, giving Iran whatever it needs quietly, China doing the same thing quietly, and a Iran will then do another counterstrike, only this time it may be 100 times worse, and then say, if you keep this going, we'll hit you 1,000 times worse.
Please stand by for further details. We return you now to your regularly scheduled program.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Number two, and Julian Assange's brother, Gabriel Shepton, is our guest. Here's Joe Biden just days ago saying he's considering dropping charges against political prisoner Julian Assange.
President Biden, do you have a response to Australia's request that you end Julian Assange's prosecution?
Didn't hear you.
Do you have a response to Australia's request that you end Julian Assange's prosecution?
We've been hearing for weeks that the Biden administration is considering this. We know Biden is pretty much a puppet, but to have him say it himself is encouraging. One of Trump's greatest failures was not pardoning or dropping charges against Julian Assange. He admits the CIA threatened him if he did in his war with the deep state. Gabriel Shepton is his brother. Julian Assange took the name of his stepfather. Gabriel Shepton is a film producer at Shepton House, an advocate for his brother, and prison journalist and hero. He's also a publisher. He's at Gabriel Shepton on X, one word, Gabriel Shepton. We'll put that up on screen. You should definitely follow him there. Before we go to Gabriel, I wanted to play a clip of Julian Assange more than a decade ago before he was on self-induced prison and now many years in solitary confinement in prison for no crime. Here is Assange explaining the goal of Afghanistan is endless war.
Because the goal is not to completely subjugate Afghanistan. The goal is to use Afghanistan to wash money out of the tax bases of the United States, out of the tax bases of European countries, through Afghanistan, and back into the hands of a transnational security elite. That is the goal, i.e. the goal is to have an endless war, not a successful war.
All right, so I'm very honored to have his brother on. I really admire Julian Assange. He has been through even more hell than myself, times 100, more than even President Trump. Say what you want about me or Trump. We are targeted by the same deep state. So are countless political prisoners now here in this country and around the world as the West goes pure totalitarian and mask off, gloves off. And so... I think it's important to review what happened to Julian Assange and how he's vindicated with everything in the WikiLeaks they confirm is real and now what's come out since. Obviously, Edward Snowden, who hasn't paid the same price, but they would have if they could have gotten him. And then also talk about currently what we can do to get Biden to do the right thing. And it would be a political win for him. His base, one of the few things they... have right is that Assange is a good guy, not a bad guy. So this is a big deal. What do we do for Assange in solitary confinement right now? Because we are all Julian Assange. They're trying to get through him to get to us. That is not just something people say. That's the truth. So Gabriel, I really appreciate you coming on. You can start wherever you want, but maybe about you and your brother, maybe why your brother did this. You were humanizing him, what he's been through, how they set him up with the sex operatives, where all this is going, where he currently is. You can start anywhere you want, but I do, during this 50 minutes we have left with you, also want to go back and look at some of the incredible things that WikiLeaks did to expose the fact that our government knew there were no WMDs, our government's involved in so much other illegal spying, political operations, and you look at Daniel Ellsberg, who I've interviewed many times before he died, he was a hero for exposing, and he didn't get in trouble because it was the right thing to do, that they knew the Vietnam War was, you know, had been lost by 68, they kept the war going for seven more years as a money laundering operation. So how is your brother different than Daniel Ellsberg? He was in the Pentagon, but whistleblowers are protected. Your brother was a journalist. So, Gabriel, I've kind of set the table. We didn't talk before you came on. You just agreed to come on. You can begin wherever you want. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Alex. It's good to be here. Look, I guess we could go back. You know, Julian, ever since, you know, he's 11 years older than me. He's my older brother. And ever since, you know, we sort of got to know each other when I was in my late teens, and I've always had a lot of admiration for what he was up to, the work that he was doing. Even in those early days, he was looking at ways to, how can we use technology, how can we use encryption to journalists, to take he even made a cryptography program called Rubber Hose, which was a cryptography program that would allow, say, if you had some secret information or some files that you needed to, that you were a whistleblower or journalist and you were being searched, that this program would allow you to hide that information. And if you were being tortured, it would allow you to open a layer of the encryption, and your torturers would assume that that's the information that you had, but it would also keep the information that was important safe, and you would be able to escape with that information and share it with the world.
All right. He's in Australia. His Skype broke up. Let's reconnect with Gabriel right now and get him on so he can recap what he was saying and start off with where his brother began to wake up, what got him politically involved, what got him politically engaged. This is a long video, but I want to skip ahead towards the middle of the end where they're blowing up minivans of journalists. Let's roll a few minutes of, let's hear clip three, the short version, not the raw version of Collateral Damage. Here it is.
Behind that dirt pile, break. We also tipped some RPG and stuff earlier, so just make sure you men keep your eyes open. Roger.
And Bushmaster has Hotel 26, Crazy Horse 18.
Crazy Horse 18, this is Hotel 26.
Yeah, 26, Crazy Horse 18. Location, we have approximately 12 to 15 dead bodies. Where else were you taking fire from?
Currently, we're not being engaged, but just south of that location, right? You should see dismounted elements with Humvees moving to the east. Over.
This is Crazy Horse 18. We have elements in sight. I'm
going
to get down a little lower.
Down.
All right. I'm going to come down a little lower and take a quick gander.
Roger that. Hey, this is 4. We're headed to the area where Crazy Horse engaged. Bushmaster 6, this Hotel 26 request to go to the south to our original BP, so that if you flush them to the south, we will be there to intercept them.
Hey, this is Bushmaster 7, we're coming up on the ass end of the Brad.
All right. right. So it's the murder of journalists and things that Julian Assange exposed. That's why they were so mad at him. Gabriel, your Skype broke up some. Kind of recap what got him involved, what got him engaged, how he begun, and then this whole saga. Again, the brother of Julian Assange. Please continue.
Well, I think where I was going was that he's always been using technology, his skills as a technologist, to educate people, get access to information, to truthful information, and bring that to the public and protect sources and protect journalists in the process. And so but that's in 2006 was when he started WikiLeaks. There's a famous white paper, the famous WikiLeaks white paper now, which is called Conspiracy and Government, which outlined the problems, the perceived problems with these conspiracies that exist within government, conspiracies between, the security elite, the media corporations, and government to govern, and how to deconstruct those conspiracies was by increasing their secrecy cost. So by increasing the secrecy cost of these conspiracies, they would become more and more inefficient and start to break.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
There is nothing more frustrating to me, whether it comes to news or anything else we're doing, than to know I'm telling the truth and to know they'll just listen to me and take action. It will change your life. Ladies and gentlemen, we have two great products that have been sold out for a long time. They're now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 is the highest quality iodine, the missing link. It is back in stock, 40% off. And so is TurboForce, 10-hour clean energy, naturally released. It is amazing. Both of these products fund the InfoWar. So they could be placebo and it'd still be great because you're funding InfoWar. They're not. If you'll just try TurboForce, you'll see the results in 30 minutes. Incredible energy for 10 hours without the letdown. But if you will just take X3, on average for about 2 weeks, you will see amazing results because it's the missing link. X3 and TurboForce, both discounted now for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
It would stop this system, but oh, they're so scared of checks and balances. You're hosting right now. You're the expert. You're his brother. But people never really talk about his childhood or him or what makes him tick. Maybe spend a few minutes on your brother and why he's been so unbreakable under incredible solitary confinement, which they report is the worst form of long-term torture, and then currently where he is and what we can do for him.
Well, yeah, Julian, I'm in so much admiration for Julian and his strength. And his, you know, his compassion, his thoughtfulness, and, he's a gentle genius. He's a gentle genius who just, wanted or wants to bring more justice, to the world. And that's always been, I think, at the core of the things, that he's been doing. I mean, he's been in now in a prison, for 5 years, and before that, 7 years in the Ecuadorian embassy and under house arrest before that. So we're looking at 14 years where he's been detained one way or another. And these last 5 years have been incredibly tough on him. He's been in a two meter by three meter cell most of his time, 21 to 22 hours a day, in a maximum security prison. He's not charged with anything in the United Kingdom. He's not serving a sentence. He hasn't been convicted. He has never even got a parking fine. And he's been kept there solely at the request of the U.S. Department of Justice in relation to this extradition. And it's been wearing him down. In 2019, when he first went to the prison, there's a U.N. Special Rapporteur on Torture, Niels Melzer, went to see Julian in the prison and took two expert doctors there with him. And these are doctors and who usually go to, these third world countries or places where there's authoritarian regimes and assess situations there where there might be someone undergoing some type of torture. But they were going into a prison in London to assess whether Julian was suffering the effects of torture. And those independent experts found that Julian was suffering the effects of psychological torture. And his situation hasn't changed. So that psychological torture continues to this day. And Niels Melzer, the UN Special Rapporteur, the former one, actually called it a slow-motion murder before our very eyes. That's what is going on, what is happening to Julian right now in that prison. It's a slow-motion murder. I went to see him at the end of February inside the prison. And it's really heartbreaking. As his brother, it's heartbreaking to see him, locked up like that for just, publishing truthful information. Wanting to help people. This is the punishment that he's receiving, and it's wearing him down. He's in a very, very delicate position health-wise. It really upsets me, actually, to talk about it, to talk about going and seeing him there in the prison. Now, I think what people can do in the U.S. is, there's a resolution before the House, a House Resolution 934, and we're encouraging all the supporters across the U.S. to contact their representative, ask them to sign on to that resolution. We're trying to get 20 co-sponsors. I think we're up to 11 at the moment. It's a bipartisan resolution. So, yeah, taking part in that and that lobbying effort, I think, is really key. We've had some great success with these types of lobbying of representatives, and I think that will send a message to the Biden administration that there is a lot of support for this prosecution being dropped, and that the political cost of pursuing Julian actually outweighs outweighs the cost of them dropping it. So I think that's what really needs to happen to change Julian's situation. But at the end of the day, it's up to the DOJ and they have to make that final decision to withdraw the charges and bring them to an end.
Now, I've been asking some of the questions here. Again, Julian Assange's brother is here with us right now. Gabriel, you got the floor. Where do you want to go with this? Because there's so much people want to know. I just thought of this. I'm going to post on X here in a moment on Real Alex Jones to my listeners. If you have questions for Gabriel Shempton, Julian Assange's brother, we'll take some of their questions. But you've got the floor here to millions of people. What else do you want to hit?
Well, I think it's important to really understand, what's happening to Julian now and what has been this sort of persecution around Julian after publishing this information back in 2010, 2011. That's information about the war in Iraq, undocumented civilian deaths in Iraq, with the war in Afghanistan, torture in Guantanamo Bay, and these diplomatic cables, the 250,000 diplomatic cables, which expose this, sort of global corruption network. I think what's important to understand about Julian is that his persecution is almost like another leak. It's showing what is actually what the lengths that our institutions or the institutions around the world can be corrupted to pursue someone who does this sort of thing, whether you're looking at the Crown Prosecuting Service in the United Kingdom, the UK judiciary, which has been, I think Julian's had faced 28 judges in the UK, and only one has ever ruled, they've all ruled against him except for one. So it really exposes the level which our institutions are vulnerable to these sorts of corruption.
I was about to say, isn't the current judge has been involved with MI6 covering up spying? I've seen reports that judges are intimately involved in the apparatus of MI6 themselves.
Yeah, well, I mean, the judges in the United Kingdom, they all go to the same schools, they all come from the same clubs. Like, it's a, it's that sort of hierarchy or community there. They all know each other. One of the judges was actually an MI6 lawyer, I think is what you might be referring to. And so now he's a high court judge, but that's not uncommon. A previous judge that ruled against Julian was actually, a roommate of the minister who was in charge of, expelling, in charge of the operation to expel Julian from the embassy. And so, in the United Kingdom, you have all these types of links between the ruling elite there, which is, it's not uncommon. I think we're sort of the UK judiciary. It's sort of given a bit of standing that I don't think it really really deserves. But they've been, the willing participants in this, and really almost the jailers and the torturers of Julian. They've been the ones keeping him in prison. They've been the ones who are extending this legal process that, that's gone on for 5 years and could go on for years more.
Well, clearly we got to go to break, sir. Stay right there. We're coming back in just a few minutes. They want to send a message to everybody else. You leak, you expose crimes, we're going to throw you under the prison. And so that's why we're all Julian Assange. I want to get your take on Biden. What the word is, are they going to drop these charges after 14 years, in one form of confinement or another, 5+ years in solitary confinement, or are they going to continue and just double down on evil? Julian Assange basically universally is loved, left and right. People see right through it. I would call him a classical liberal. I just want to meet him in person someday when he's free. We'll be right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. You're currently looking for a specialist to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
All right, I just thought of this 10 minutes ago, but we posted on my Real Alex Jones account with Julian Assange's brother, Gabriel Shempton. What are your questions? And a lot of them are coming in. I've got some of those coming up. But I'm really getting the same question over and over again. What's your brother like? How do we help him? We've kind of already covered that, but let's drill back in what I played right when the interview started 25 minutes ago, 30 minutes ago. Biden, we've heard for a month or so, is looking to maybe drop charges or whatever. And he said, yes, we're looking at it. What is the latest information on that, sir?
Well, I think that that statement from the president took us all a bit by surprise, really. To have the president even, there's so much happening in the world that to have him even considering, considering these Australian requests, with the Australian government has been, advocating for Julian's release for a couple of years now, actually. They've been the Prime Minister and, you know, other members of the government, the Australian Attorney General has even advocated directly with the DOJ in the United States. The Australian Parliament issued a statement or did a resolution, actually, where two-thirds of the Parliament voted in favour of calling on the US to bring this persecution to a close. And so that question to the President was framed, you know, is he considering this Australian request? And I think, yeah, we were all a little bit surprised to hear that he was considering it. There have been several reports now in the Wall Street Journal that there were sources from the DOJ, you know, about these so-called plea deals or these sort of off-ramps that the DOJ would like to put forward. But, yeah, I mean, Julian's lawyers, when those deals were first rumoured in the Wall Street Journal, Julian's lawyers said they didn't know anything about those deals and that they had no communication with the DOJ. So I think what we're seeing now is some real movement around this, you know, a real movement around the case. And, you know, I think for the first time, it feels like we're pretty close to a resolution here. But I think what is important to go back and really, like, get to where this came from, where did this prosecution, you know, actually come from? And it was back in 2017 when WikiLeaks published Vault 7, which was these CIA hacking tools. So there were.
And Gabriel, I want you to stop right there because we're on a lot of radio stations, a lot of TV stations. Gabriel Shipton is our guest. Gabriel Shipton is the brother of Julian Assange. I've seen a big thing on X saying, well, he doesn't have the same last name. How is his brother? I've been remarried. I've got two wives. I've got four children with him. You're on record as brother. You're on record as advocate. There's a whole other conspiracy theory that you're not his brother. This is the level of serious ignorance. Gabriel Shipton at on X, Gabriel Shipton, S-H-I-P-T-O-N, is his brother. And it's important. I want you to start over. And I'm sorry I interrupted. I'm going to shut up. Go back to what, 15 years ago or whatever it was, the CIA sex operatives they had met, how this all began, how he 15 years later is still locked up without a trial. And you're right. They really went crazy with Vault 7, the huge CIA spy grid backing up what Snowden was saying, all the illegal activity, the CIA spoofing people. And then walking through kind of some of the biggest things WikiLeaks did, exposing 2016 Hillary and the weird Aleister Crowley stuff. And, you know, we'll have the kids ready for you in the hot tub at the farmhouse. They're 7 years old. They're ready to service you. I mean, this is stuff the media never wanted to address. This is hardcore. So I'm going to be quiet now, Gabriel Shipton, but start over here with that, please.
Well, I guess it all starts with the publishing of this information, these leaks by Chelsea Manning. So Chelsea Manning, who leaked this information back in 2010, 2011, she actually tried to take it to the New York Times, and they didn't want the information. So she ended up going to WikiLeaks. So WikiLeaks is sort of this publisher of last resort in that sense. And that's really, like, if you want to track the timeline of this persecution, when Julian started publishing this information and when WikiLeaks started publishing this leaked information is when the crackdown and the attacks on Julian personally, but also on WikiLeaks, really began. And we saw, you know, an international financial extra-legal banking blockade that was led by John McCain, you know, Visa, MasterCard cutting off their WikiLeaks. WikiLeaks was surviving on donations. It never took advertising money or anything. It's solely supported by its readers. They cut off the MasterCard, cut off Visa, closed Julian's personal bank accounts, shut down their PayPal, really came after WikiLeaks with the full force that they were capable of. And it was then that these allegations in Sweden came up. And it's, you know, Julian... During that time, Julian was invited to the United. He was in Sweden. You know, he was invited to the United Kingdom, and there was these allegations, these sexual allegations against him, by these two women, who actually later admitted that they didn't want to bring any investigation into it. But Julian went for questioning at the time with the Swedish police, and he was given the all clear to leave the country. The investigation was closed, and it was actually while he was in the air in going flying from Sweden to the UK that they secretly opened, they reopened the investigation, issued an Interpol red notice for Julian under the European arrest warrant system, and when Julian landed is when he started having to fight his first, these extradition these extradition attempts against him. And it's actually interesting that when he was on that flight from Sweden to the United Kingdom, all his baggage went missing. And there's actually a lot of unpublished material, video evidence of massacres and things like that that all went missing on that flight. And I think, that famous collateral murder video is the video that you showed earlier, the helicopter gunship mowing down those two Reuters journalists, and then also shooting up the van that came to rescue them, which actually had children in it as well, that we would have seen more videos like that. We would have seen much more video information if Julian's luggage hadn't gone missing on that flight. But that was the longest running preliminary investigation in Swedish history. It ran for 7 years. It was open and closed four times, different prosecutors. There was actually some email communication between the Crown Prosecuting Service and the Swedish Prosecuting Service. So all that Sweden had to do was to further the investigation and to close it was to come and question Julian. But they would refuse to do that inside the embassy. And so there was this email communication back and forth from the Swedish prosecutors to the Crown prosecutors. And there's an email out there, email evidence that from the Crown prosecutors, the Swedes are trying to pull out, they're trying to get out of it. And the Crown prosecutor sends them an email saying, don't get cold feet. This is about more than a simple extradition, you know. And so that's email evidence there that that there was a conspiracy the whole time to keep Julian inside the Ecuadorian embassy using this, this Swedish investigation and this extradition attempt to sure. Sweden. And it was when Julian was taken from the embassy in 2019 is when they, threw up their hands and said, oh, we don't have enough evidence to continue this investigation and we're going to now close the investigation. But by that time, the US had revealed their indictment and the charges that Julian feared the whole time, which is why he sought asylum in the embassy, were brought down. And so
I was about to say, clearly, other people like Edward Snowden saw what happened to your brother and they ran to Russia, which is sad. You've got to run to Russia. That's obviously got some authoritarian issues, but compared to the West, it's very, very sad. I've got a lot of questions here for you, but I want to go back to Biden. What do you think this audience can do with Biden signaling, because he knows he's incredibly popular, your brother's been tortured for being a hero. What do you think?
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I know, as viewers and listeners, you've heard callers call in and talk about how X3 has changed their life. You've heard listeners talk about how incredible 10-hour clean energy Turbo Force is. Well, both products are back in stock right now. In fact, X3 has been sold out for more than 6 months, but despite that, it is 40% off because I want the people who have never tried the product to try it. Our regular listeners and the folks that have already tried it are chomping at the bit to get it. We appreciate them. But less than 1% of you ever buy a product at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there. Try X3. Get the missing link that's essential to all electrochemical activity in your body. This is the purest, highest quality triiodine out there. You owe it to yourself to get a bottle and experience it for yourself. Takes a few weeks to kick in. On average, get X3. While you're at it, get TurboForce 10-Hour Clean Energy at InfoWarsStore.com. Both of them discounted right now.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
All these meetings with these doctors.
So your brother is a microcosm of all of this.
Exactly. But it gets worse because they're actually planning. There was sketches, you know, reportedly sketches drawn up within the CIA to murder Julian. And that was confirmed by these Yahoo News journalists. And in these reports, 30 former current and former intelligence agency workers confirmed that there were these sketches existed from within the CIA. There were even plots to kidnap Julian from the Ecuadorian embassy. And these plots to kidnap Julian made it as high as the White House. And this Yahoo News report goes into those conversations that happened, and the DOJ at the time said, well, if you kidnap him from the embassy, what are you going to do with him? You can't just put him in Guantanamo. You can't take him to one of our black sites. Let us get this indictment together so that when he comes out of the prison, we've got something to charge him with. And so you can see this sort of progression of the political nature of this prosecution.
Sure, they're hysterical because he's exposing their crimes. Let me ask you this. Why do you think Biden, at least on the surface, is saying he may drop charges? Is that because of incredible political pressure, or is that just a diversion? Man, I know you don't know, but what do you think? And I should ask you this question after that. When's the last time you talked to your brother? How is he doing?
Well, I think I think it's because of the requests from Australia. Essentially, that's it's the Australian government. And the Australian population, who are requesting this of the United States. And that was the framing of that question, right? Like, are you considering the Australians' requests to drop the charges against Julian? I mean, Julian's incredibly popular in Australia. 90% of the population, in the polling, 90% of the population wants him back. And I think Australia is incredibly strategically important to the United States at the moment, particularly in regard to the mineral resources that are there, securing those mineral resources, rare metals, lithium, titanium, all these types of things that are needed are all found in Australia. They're necessary for the China containment, the current China containment strategies. And so this is the one sticking point with the Australians is like, well, you know, you need us for this, you need our resources, you need us for this China containment, but you're actually, abusing one of our citizens. So it sort of doesn't gel for many Australians. And I think the pressure and from coming from Australia and that relationship was really key in Biden's comments.
Absolutely. I want to talk about the timetable here and the time we have left. You got to come back again, and this is so important. It's great to have you. And we have Julian Assange's brother with us right now, Gabriel Shipton. But Gabriel, looking at this, your brother has already run a 1,000-mile marathon, and I know that they know he's a man of his word. I think he's done enough. The problem is he's such a hero. He's so strong. They've almost killed him. If he tells his lawyers, I will retire after this. I'll go into absentia. Maybe I'll write a book to fund myself. He needs money, obviously. But that's it. They will let him out. They're scared of him. And so I want him to be freed. Are they? Because I don't know what's going on. I'm just guessing. Are they putting pressure on him to make assurances? Because if he disappears after this, I don't blame him. He's run a 1,000-mile marathon, as I said. I'm just speculating here. Is any of that going on? I mean, are they threatening him? Are they threatening new charges? I mean, because these are really satanic opportunists. The fact that they're talking about releasing him tells me they're maybe scared of something else he's got somewhere else. I mean, I'm purely speculating here.
Well, I think you just have to look at the extradition. The extradition is continuing on. You know, the process is continuing on. Just today, the U.S. Embassy in the U.K. offered up these, so-called assurances to the U.K. courts, you know, assurances that Julian wouldn't receive the death penalty if he's extradited, and this other sort of weird and wacky assurance that, you know, oh, he can argue that he, you know, he can argue that he is entitled to First Amendment rights if he's extradited, because that was one of the points that the U.K. judges was one of the points that the UK judges brought up in this appeal was that...
Biden's claiming he may drop charges so there's not political pressure so he can burn him. Maybe it's a feint.
Yeah, I don't really know, but I think the pressure on Julian is the extradition, is the continuing extradition process and the continued treatment in this maximum security prison. The status quo really is in favor of those who are chasing Julian. You know, the UK is washing this attack on the First Amendment. They're washing this on
sure, and it's all very embarrassing. And I don't mean to interrupt you. The time we have left, I've got a lot of questions coming in. The same question's been asked like five times. Chase Geiser asked the question: who's been running WikiLeaks since Julian has been gone? Is it still a reliable source of information, or has it been compromised?
Well, Kristen Harrison is the editor-in-chief of WikiLeaks, and, I know him personally. WikiLeaks has been able to stay online, the whole archive, even though it goes offline sometimes, you know, coming under attacks and different things like that. The archive has managed to, you know, stay up and running. Obviously, they're focused, really focused on this fight to free Julian, and so you haven't seen the same, the same amount of...
No, I understand. So they tie them down with the attack. Overall, then, what do you think your brother will do if he is released?
Well, I mean, I think hopefully he gets to spend some time with his kids. He's got two small children, my nephews, Gabriel and Max. They've only known him inside that prison. They haven't, they call it daddy's house. They go to see him once a week. So hopefully he can come out and, spend some time with his kids, rest and recuperate. The doctors I've spoken to who've seen him said that he can get better, but he will need time to
rest. Well, sure, I'm not saying he should do this, but I think he's done enough. If he signals
that he'll just write a book to fund himself, I think they'll let him out. I'm not trying to get him to sell out. That's not a sellout. He's done enough. I think if he signals that if he comes out as a cause celeb, they're going to kill him in prison. And so I want to save your brother. So I when you talk to your brother, you tell him, and maybe my advice, he's smarter than I am probably. I think he's done his job. And so I think he's done enough. I think if he signals that he will basically just write a book and that's it, I think they'll let him go. If not, they're going to kill him.
Yeah, I hope you're right, Alex. I hope you're right. I hope that is the case, and that he.
You think, are you going to advise him then to signal to them because they're scared of him? But I think
I'll communicate that to him. But I think if any of us were in Julian's position and someone offered us the key to their prison cell, I'm sure they would take it. So I'm not. I think Julian would definitely take an offer like that if it was on the table.
Huge, huge. I've got another question, and I'm not mad at the people on X, but a lot of the questions are stupid. There's thousands of questions, and like 10 of them are. I'm a little frustrated. Rob Dew, one of our crew. I'm not trying to give our crews questions, but they're the best questions. Rob Dew, our news director, says, "Is there anything WikiLeaks has been holding on to, like a dead man's switch, in case Julian is assassinated?"
Well, no, I don't know. I'm not that I know of. No, I think there was some, back in the day, there was some tweets about dead man switches and things like that. But I think that time has really passed now. I don't think they've got anything. I don't think they're sitting on anything. I don't think they're able to really look at things, verify things. I mean, Julian was the head of WikiLeaks, and really without him, it's not able to really function, and that was the purpose of this prosecution, is to take him out and to set this example to everyone that if you do this sort of thing, you won't have any rights. We'll be able to come into whatever country we want to, snatch you up, put you in a jail for as long as we want.
It's about terrorizing journalists, and the fact that more journalists don't rally to his cause, it's a litmus test. If you don't support Julian Assange, you're not a journalist.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right. That is, it's like an exposure. It really shows who's a journalist and who's not by those who are supporting Julian Assange.
Well, I don't want to sound like a wimp here saying your brother should hang up his hat. It's just that they've almost killed him. As you know him, I've seen the news, he's in bad shape, right? I mean, I think he's a hero. We can save him. I think that's what matters now. He's done his job.
Yeah, I'm with you, Alex. Yeah, we've been fighting this battle for a very long time. We're all, we're all very tired, and we're all ready to, it'd be so good just to have Julian back with his family, recuperating, and just have a sort of normal, a semi-normal conversation with my family. All we ever talk about now is we're strategizing. What can we do next? How can we? How can we affect more political change, or who are we engaging with and doing all that sort of stuff? It's taken over our lives, and so.
All right, well, Gabriel Shipton, I know you got to go. We got a 2-minute break. 5 more minutes. Closing comments from you. Come back soon. This is really important for everybody. I've been persecuted by the same folks, not the same level, but I have extreme empathy. We are all Julian Assange. Stay there. Closing comments.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.